about what you're doing. Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, that's what they tell me. We're on the air now. Thursday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America on RBNLive.com. And a couple of guests tonight, I think. The last part of the second hour, we're going to hear from our resident guy here, talking about our guy who handles Republic Trading. Jeff, we're going to hear from him. And that'll be, I think, around 20 of the last hour. But in the meantime, we're waiting to connect with Mr. David Harty. He's an attorney. And he was at Waco for a while, from Arizona. Very strong interest in the right to keep and bear arms. And, he became involved in many issues, and one of them, of course, was monitoring and investigating Waco for himself. And he also has a new book out, I believe, on Michael Moore, A Big Fat White Stupid Male, or something like that. So we'll connect with him on that as well. And he's, as I say, an attorney whose interest specializes in the right to keep and bear arms. He is from Arizona, and we will connect with him just a moment or so, and we'll invite your phone calls tonight, as we always do, when we have some interesting, fascinating guests that you will not hear on any other facility, for the most part. So take advantage of it, for goodness sake, right? And you can do that by dialing our toll-free number, 800-313-9443. And that's all you have to do, toll free. And we connect with you as we do every night. Tomorrow night, of course, we have the Rick and Scott program. Paul Revere and Patrick Henry team up. And we've been having some dynamite shows for the last month or so. And I enjoy that very much. That's tomorrow night. So a word to the wise should be sufficient, as my old teachers used to say. All right. Do we have our guest, by the way? Are we still working on it? All right. We're still working on him. But you can go to his website, by the way. Very interesting website. You can look up some of what he has to say. His website is hardylaw.net. And that's HARDYLAW.net. And you will see his homepage of David T. Harty. And as I say, they've been working for speedy justice in Arizona since, well, I guess the family since 1871, when an outlaw named Nathaniel Hickman fled justice in Fort Lyons, Colorado, and escaped to Arizona. And under the alias of Charles W. Harty, Hickman became a prosperous rancher in Cave Creek. He married Sarah Young, widow of Phoenix's first J.P., James Ansley Young, and later elected Cave Creek's first justice of the peace. Charles Handy left one clue to his actual identity, a cattle brand with his real initials, the Outlaw. Yeah, not Josie Wales, but Jurist Hickman Harty held court in the Phoenix Mine. And we'll be talking about that, hopefully, in just a few minutes. Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll be back.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Get Back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are awaiting to connect, hopefully, with David T. Hardy, attorney at law, and one who is thoroughly familiar with the firearms laws and situations, and the Waco situation. Hello? We do have him? Good, we have him now. All right, I was just going to read a little bit about what he has said, but I'm going to let him tell us firsthand for himself. And David Hardy, welcome to the program.
Hey, happy to be here.
Thank you very much. I was just talking a little bit about you and your family history, going back, I guess, what, to the 1870s?
Yes.
In Arizona?
When my great-grandfather decided to take the alias of Hardy and flee to the Arizona Territory.
Now, what was he fleeing from again?
Well, it doesn't show. His Civil War pension application just says it came to his attention that he was a subject of a criminal proceeding. The other half of the family, which I eventually linked up with, said the family legend was a business partner cheated him and ran off with all the property, and he shot the guy.
Well, I can't say I blame him for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, now you, his great grandson here, you are an attorney, I guess. You are licensed in Arizona?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So you're part of the official propaganda, official Ministry of Attorneys at Law, the barrister, huh?
Yeah.
All right. But you're working within the system, I guess, and you're trying to make some sense of it and trying to fight back against what you've seen in your lifetime and I've seen. And, Dave, we've done a program before, and I had you on a local show once, and you were talking about what actually you had investigated and saw at the Waco massacre, and you did quite an investigation yourself, didn't you? you, huh?
Oh, yes, several years. I think 4 or 5 Freedom of Information Act suits.
Yep, yep, I see
and
that.
And as I recall, I won every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, there were astonishing things in there. Like, probably the most shocking was, of course, the ATF explanation of why they had to do the big violent raid with, you know, 80 agents and submachine guns and helicopters, mm-hmm. was that Koresh never came out of the building, therefore there was no way to arrest him. Well, they had agents in what's come to be known as the undercover house right across the street, whose job was to watch the Davidians. Of course, mm-hmm. the Davidians knew there were agents, but mm-hmm. theoretically they weren't supposed to know. I found out from some of the official ATF reports just what the agents in the undercover house had been doing 9 days before the bloody raid. They went shooting with David Koresh. No kidding.
They were with him, huh?
It's all in their report for that day. I guess it was February 19th. They went over. They wanted to shoot some AR-15s out in the open land to the side and rear of the Davidian house. They knocked on the door, and David Koresh himself answered. Mm-hmm. This is this paranoid recluse who never comes out. He answers the door.
Uh-huh.
And they say, would he mind if they went shooting out there? And he says, oh, no, not at all. And then he says, I've got a bunch of ammunition for those things. Can I come along? And they say, well, sure. So Koresh is carrying the ammunition. They're carrying the guns.
Mm-hmm.
They get out there, shoot for a while, and it wouldn't be polite to, you know, shoot up a man's ammunition without him having a gun to fire. So Agent Rodriguez loans Koresh his own pistol, a .38 Super.
Mm-hmm.
And they all go shooting for a while, and then the agents pack up their stuff and go back to planning the raid.
What?
I mean, it would have been as simple as take out your badge. They've got all the guns. But the point was, a simple thing like that would never have gained national publicity. That was their whole drive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was that. There was the military involvement. What we found out was that the Anti-Deficiency Act says essentially civilian law enforcement can get equipment and operators of equipment from the military, but they have to reimburse the military for it unless it's a case that it involves the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, what ATF did was claim that this involved the war on drugs, and under that excuse, they got the loan of the helicopters, they got fresh uniforms for themselves, you see people putting on fresh new clothes out there, all this new stuff, because it's supposed to be the war on drugs.
Oh, yes.
Well, that was exposed early on, but what I found out was the whole operation was financed as war on drugs stuff. The whole FBI siege, right up to the day of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they requisitioned from the military. I mean, the sandbags FBI used to build its position, they were filled by servicemen, and they were military equipment. The magazines the FBI put in their rifles, military equipment. The night vision they used, military.
And where did the Posse Comitatus Act fall into all of this? Weren't they in violation of that?
In some ways, I think. Now, their argument was that, well, it's just operators of equipment, so that isn't quite like using it in law enforcement. You could go either way on that one, but clearly, with the Economy Act, the Anti-Deficiency Act, one or the other, they were breaking the law when they carried out the Waco siege for free from the military, claiming this was part of the war on drugs.
But this is before the actual final destruction of the compound.
Yeah, all the way up to the fire was all military equipment done for free. Years after the event, the military lawyers realized they'd been swindled and finally made FBI and ATF pay up several $100,000 back to the military.
Wasn't that nice, huh?
Yes.
Too bad they couldn't bring back the dead.
Yeah. We found there was equipment being used out there. This is all in paperwork documented. There were 3 battlefield robots running around out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of funny because they finally gave up with them because to prevent radio jamming, they're controlled by a very expensive optical cable, and the FBI kept on screwing up and running their tanks over the cable and cutting it.
Mm-hmm.
But they had stuff, you know, we're fighting in Somalia at the time. Our troops, you know, Black Hawk down and all that. Our troops can't get armor because it would escalate the situation, says President Clinton. But the armor, the night vision devices, mm-hmm. battlefield robots, and everything.
Huh?
Yeah, they're all free for Waco.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the thing that I remember distinctly was the contention on the part of the FBI and Janet Reno that we had some major sexual harassment, sexual abuse going on of children in the compound. That was the contention they were using, among others, wasn't it?
Yeah. And the... Well, actually, at the outset, they threw a bunch of that in the search warrant, I think, because the search warrant was going to be used as a press release.
Right.
And this was, you know, sex would get the press's attention for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They used it on Reno at the end because, basically, she was asking, why can't we just let the siege go on?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was told three things. I think one of them was that Koresh had repeatedly offered to come out and hadn't. That's not true. There was one case where that had happened. Secondly, she was told that he was engaging in abuse of the children, not sexual, but basically beating them.
Physically as well, yeah. That was another contention, right?
And she had to admit at her hearing, no, there is no evidence of that at all. And then she said, basically, I don't remember who told me that.
Well, wasn't that supposed to have been one of those who was allowed to leave the compound?
Oh, which one?
Wasn't that one of those who had left the compound who was a member of the Koresh group who had said that? No? Who had claimed that?
Some of them had talked about, before the siege, the children got spanked. But, you know, it wasn't anything like, you know, hitting them with a 2x4 or anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, they were talking about they had something called the helper that was used to spank them. It turns out to be an ordinary wooden spoon.
Right, right.
So, I mean, this wasn't wild stuff.
So here they were. They were meeting with Koresh. They were with him the day before. All of this was going on. Then all of a sudden they had this crisis. They couldn't get to David Koresh, and they had to do something, right? That was the story, the spin we had.
Oh, yeah. And it was all planned. Well, I'll tell you, I used to be a bureaucrat myself.
Uh-huh, yes.
And
you were in the government, weren't you?
Yeah, 9 years. And we always joked about the law enforcement agency that we represented. Every year before the House appropriations cycle started, we joked, what is it going to be this year? Because every year, just before the House appropriations hearing, when you determine your budget,
right,
they would always have some big publicity-grabbing raid or project.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first reaction on hearing about the assault at Waco was, when did their House appropriations start? I think it was 10 days later.
Mm-hmm.
This was going to be the big one.
Yep.
It was, just not the way they planned.
And you, obviously, you went down there. Now, at what time, at what stage? This is after it was all over, during, before?
Oh, yeah. Years after it was all over, I went down for a couple of memorial services, and then I was down there when they had the big civil trial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you sit in on the trials?
Yeah, I was one of the attorneys, actually, on one of the teams.
Okay. So you were doing what? I mean, what role did you play in the litigation, in the civil litigation?
Not a whole heck of a lot. Occasionally, I asked a few questions, but, you know, for the most part, I was more a spectator than a participant.
Right, I see. Interesting. And your conclusions from all of this, I guess you must have put in maybe some written form, in the form of a booklet or a book.
Oh, yeah.
Did you? And you basically summed it up. And you can do it for our audience tonight. You can tell us what were your conclusions about Waco.
Well, the book was called This Is Not an Assault, and it was published through a company called Ex Libris. That's without an E in front of it, just Ex Libris.
Uh-huh.
And our conclusion were essentially the whole of Waco was a mass of lies. There's almost nothing in the official position that is true, except for the fact that, it didn't actually occur in Waco, but, I mean, at least it was near to the town. The motivation for the raid was a lie designed to get more money for the agency. The necessity for the raid was a lie. Lots of how the raid was carried out were lies.
Mm-hmm.
The claim that the Davidians raked the agents with machine guns was a lie. I actually got audio tapes of the entire thing, put them together, and you could find there was one burst of full auto fire, about 10 rounds, and that was it, and that was 12 minutes into the fight.
Unbelievable. All right, we're speaking with attorney David T. Hardy, and you can join in if you got a question or a comment, hop aboard. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and we will return with more. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AURAC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Stay connected to what's happening in the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
We're back. Rick Adams with you on Censored Radio Free America on rbnlive.com. And my guest again is attorney David T. Hardy. As you can see, he's well-versed, well-familiar with the entire Waco incident. Spent quite a bit of time there researching it, writing about it, and even in the courtroom. So if you have a question or comment, you want to know something you don't already know, then by all means, tickle the phone, and he'll be happy to hear from you. I think right now we've got a call at 800-313-9443. I think Rita is on the line in Texas. Is that right, Rita?
Yes, it is. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Got
a question or a comment for Dave?
I have a comment. Mr. Harding,
mm-hmm.
You know, I used to believe all the garbage in the government school about the United States Constitution and how there's justice in the judicial system.
Hmm.
I'm 58 years old. I'm waiting for a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, that when it comes, and I believe that it will come, the profession that you're in is going to be one of the main ones that's going to be directed as far as possibly first or second in line.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this because I'm a firm believer that there has been a judicial tyranny that was established in this country
mm-hmm.
shortly after the Civil War, because you have lawyers that are in the legislature,
yes.
legislature, and you have lawyers that are in the judicial branch of government,
yes.
and there is supposed to be a separation of powers. I think that your presentation and any other lawyers that get on any kind of public forum are merely appealing, trying to appeal to the ignorant and the inexperienced. And as far as Waco is concerned, listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, I became very, very interested to find out if there was any validity with regards to Jewish imperialism or Jewish conspiracy. And I happen to come across a book that I'm really promoting. I don't sell it or nothing, but the information is very, very good. It's called Plot Against the Church, written by Maurice Panay. Mm-hmm. And it's about the actions of the Jews in Europe that infiltrated not only the Catholic Church, but also Christendom right then and there. I was amazed to find that General Clark, who had masterminded the massacre of those innocent men, women, and children in that place, was Jewish.
Oh, Wesley Clark, you mean?
Yes, he's Jewish.
Yes, his mother was, yeah.
Well, he's Jewish.
Yeah.
Reading the book,
would
I'm
make
just
him
gonna,
Jewish, right?
He's Jewish. And and I would suggest, sir, that you start letting your legal profession know that there is a large, burning, angry group of people that are in the United States of America that when there is enough of this garbage that is coming down, especially with the daggum experience of the military down there in New Orleans, but you won't have to worry about a daggum Second Amendment being taken away, because there are some people sitting back here that are going to say, we ain't listening to you. And I'm going to let you know something, sir. I'm not listening to the validity of anything you have to say. I'm one of those that I went through a judicial system with a son of mine that was set up with fabricated drug and weapons charges. That's when I saw the full corruption of law enforcement and lawyers. And I'm one of those, and I'm only one of the vocal ones. I sit back and I celebrate every time I hear a judge get shot, a lawyer get shot, and a cop get shot. And until you lawyers clean up your act, there is no peaceful means by which the American citizen can go into any type of judicial system that is fair. Y'all screwed it up. And that's my comment, and
right.
So therefore...
I understand, Rita. You have no mincing of words here. Thanks for your comment.
You're
now
welcome.
Let Dave respond.
As they say, you're among friends. Tell us how you really feel.
Good. Rita always does that. She doesn't mince any words, and God bless her for that. But why don't you respond? Tell her a little bit about why you're not one of those.
If you're looking for somebody to defend the fairness of the judicial system, you better find somebody else. I've been doing this for 30 years, and one of the most depressing ends of it is that, you know, you get out of law school and you think law is a science. You think judges and courts are fair. You think, you know, you look at the Constitution says this, so it means this.
How naive, huh?
And then you find out, no, everybody does what they dang well please. You know, the courts of appeals will get away with anything they can because they know the Supreme Court can only review like 1 in 1,000 of their decisions. So if they want to say, yeah, the Supreme Court may have said this, but we can't believe they really meant it, they're free to do so. And then the Supreme Court, of course, does whatever it bloody well pleases. I mean, look at the Kelo decision.
Yep.
Basically,
there are a few lawyers, and, you know, we've been through this with Edgar Steele and others who don't like the idea, you know, of having to practice and yet say, well, what am I supposed to do? I've got to do something. I have to represent clients. I have to take a stand. And to some extent, yeah, I have to accept this beastly system. And I don't know how much longer I can do it. Now, there are those who do it for convenience, those who are not participating in the Bar Association. But if you don't participate, you know, and you go in even into court and you try to represent yourself pro se, you know the deck is already stacked against you anyway. Isn't that true?
Well, I mean, we're talking a technical process and one where if you walk in cold, if the other side has an attorney on it, you get whopped up on every time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then you've got the other angle, too. You know, we can talk about the Masonic angle, and certain people can show their Masonic signs, go before a judge, and get off. And we can't tell me that doesn't happen because I've known of instances where it's happened. So it's like a little fraternity and it's a monopoly. And it's a terrible system as far as many of us are concerned. And I think you're one of them, Dave. So
Yep. Stay
where you are. We'll take more calls, angry or benevolent, right here. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back taking your calls right here. Any question or comment that you have for our guest? Guest again, David T. Hardy, attorney at law from Arizona, also heavily involved in studying the situation at Waco, Texas, and he was at one time in the federal system, in the federal government. He can tell you firsthand how the fraud works, the system works, and he's here with us to answer your questions and comments on Waco or anything else. As a matter of fact, we haven't gotten into other areas as well, but we will. 800-313-9443, and let's go to Alex Jones. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Rick. I don't want to get a fight going here, but I'm driving along down the road and I hear a great guy, Mr. Hardy, being savage. And you know, I've met Rita about two or three years ago. She lived here in Austin. Nice lady. Upset about what happened to her son. She gave me all the files and documents.
Right, right.
And I understand her anger, but we say it's all the lawyers. It is the corrupting of America. We've had milk and honey, and any society that has milk and honey gets complacent, gets lazy, gets decadent, and then gets enslaved. And, you know, there are a lot of bad lawyers out there, but there's also a few good ones out there.
Well, look at the talk show host of business, Alex. You know how corrupt the media are, and yet you're on the media, I'm in the media, and we have a small but growing number of people who are fighting back, and yet we can't all be labeled as corrupt. You know, we're not all in the same basket.
Well, exactly. I mean, we shouldn't be lumped in with Rush Limbaugh or with Air America or any of that phony left-right garbage. But, you know, I've met Mr. Hardy. I interviewed him many, many years ago about Waco. And, I mean, you know, out of his own pocket, you know, he went and defended the Davidians and got the truth out because he has a passion for liberty and freedom. And I think that we're for the extreme of just everybody's bad, it's war, let's go totally nuts, the New World Order feeds into that. The New World Order doesn't care when a cop gets killed or a judge gets killed. They actually like it. They want to escalate the crisis. We want to get in there and turn the police to our side. Most judges won't, but I know a lot of them out there actually are pro-Second Amendment and a lot of other issues. We want to bring them over to our side. We want to recruit them. We are doing that, and I'm trying to talk her down because when you just get wild and frothing, you know, it's time to go nuts, and I'm looking for a revolution. I'm looking for a restoration. The globalists are the revolutionaries. They're the criminals. I want to restore, and it's going to be rocky, but we're going to do that. But I just called in to say hi to your guest. And
Well, you've interviewed David a long time ago, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
many years ago.
Okay, good. Right, right. So you can see where David has invested personally, probably at great expense to himself, over this. And, you know, he's done other investigations. He's involved in Arizona with a right to keep and bear arms. And right now we have the invasion going on right in Arizona, one of the border states. And we have these incidents that are happening now of Mexican army, Mexican agents in the country firing upon Americans while George Bush is telling the Syrians they had better stay out of Iraq. You know, it gets so irritating and so absolutely abominable. You say, what does it take for the American public to finally wake up and bring down the curtains on this show?
Well, I agree, and I'm going to get out of here. I just want to say that, you know, Ron Paul on my own show a week ago came out and said the government is preparing for martial law and mass gun confiscation. I had Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and Bush, 41, saying the same thing. That's all on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And, you know, we can never paint with a broad brush. We have to look at people's deeds and the fruits of what they've done. And you know, I know that when I've been slandered before by media people, I've gone and sued them and won. So, you know, there's, again, it's a double-edged sword, and it's because the corruption of our society, you know, if I slip and fall at somebody's business, I'm not going to sue them. You see, it's not the lawyer that causes that problem. It's the fact that our society's greedy and lazy. Having all these out-of-control corrupt lawyers is only another byproduct of this society, just like having all these corrupt cops that will follow unconstitutional behavior is a product of the decadent society. But
all right, Alex, thank you for calling. Thanks for sharing all of it with us.
You bet.
I appreciate
Take
it. InfoWars.com. And you know what, though, David? The only thing I would quarrel with or say that Alex didn't say is, you know we shouldn't judge all attorneys. We shouldn't judge all anybody in any class. The only thing that bothers me is how do you have a system of law in America today with an ABA, American Bar Association, that basically serves as a legal monopoly in each and every state, doesn't it?
Well, it's different. The ABA itself is a national organization. You don't have to belong to it to practice law.
No, we know that, but doesn't it have a as I just said, they have an advantage before the judge. If you're not an ABA lawyer and you're not a member, immediately you're looked down upon, and is that not unfair and anti-competitive?
It might be in some jurisdictions. I've got to say, here in Arizona, I've never belonged to the ABA myself.
Good. Well, there you go. There's a strike in your favor.
And I mean, the dues are like $300 or $400 a year. So I mean, I suspect a number of judges belong, but most of us small-time attorneys, and I'm sorry, that's a luxury. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even know who belongs to one here.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, let's get back to Waco and other issues. Waco is really tied into the Second Amendment more than anything, except the whole issue of state sovereignty and jurisdiction and so forth. Is that true? Would you agree with me?
I think it's a big factor. The initial raid was, of course, they sought to justify it as an ATF raid for guns.
Yeah.
And then subsequently, all of the PR pitch was, my gosh, these are people who group together and they own guns. They must have been planning something with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were even, I think at one point, FBI was even claiming something about they were planning a march on Waco or something mm-hmm. like that. I mean, they'd make up anything.
Mm-hmm. And the media were right there grinding away, Nightline and the rest of them, just almost like hoping something would happen. They were getting impatient, you know. 20 mm-hmm. days had gone by, 21 days, 22, and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah, oh, sure.
And then, you know, we have to ask you, now let's see, now who was the FBI director at the time? Wasn't it Louis?
Mm.
Who was it now? Who was the director of the FBI under J. Bill Clinton?
Yeah, it may have been at the very tail end, mm-hmm. but I think Webster was director through most of the siege.
Right, right. But then he got out of the picture pretty fast, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he was replaced by Louis Freeh.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Janet Reno, you know, the Bill Clinton's wisest attorney mm-hmm. general in the history of the nation, as you could see, was a total and complete failure. And yet she basically acted right from the beginning as totally and completely hostile to the federal, the whole idea of sovereignty.
Oh,
and,
sure.
She wanted that. It's almost like she wanted that to happen. I don't remember exactly her words afterwards. There's been a lot of discussion about it. But, you know, essentially she's tried to backpedal. She tried to poo-poo it and suggest that she did the best she could under the circumstances. She was being misfed information from the FBI, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
But the moral of the story is the buck stops with the attorney general.
Mm-hmm. You know, someday somebody will write the tragedy of Janet Reno, and I mean that, because I think what was happening was she came into office, and you've got to understand how Washington works. You know, she's got no ties to Bill Clinton. She just, somebody brought in, and I think she was his third pick after the first two failed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's a woman, so he plugs her in. Underneath her was, who was the guy? One of Clinton's buddies was like deputy attorney general or deputy associate.
Uh-huh.
An attorney was, I don't remember, he got convicted of something thereafter anyway.
Yeah, there were so many in his administration. You think of corruption, so it's pretty hard to identify just one.
So really, if you look at it, he's going to be running the show. He's nominally her subordinate, but in practice, he gets to run the show. And then they're feeding her information to spin her, and then after she has been spun and approves the assault, and officially they said something about she had to go to speak to an ABA association up in Baltimore during the middle of the assault,
mm-hmm.
and they encouraged her to go, saying that people would think it was a crisis otherwise. Well, what do you think it is? Obviously, they wanted to get her out of the office. And nobody called her, and, you know, there were cell phones in those days. Nobody called her. So I think it was basically the guys under her were running the show and leaving her out of it. And the real tragedy is that after all that happened, she didn't have enough guts to say, I'm out of here. You know, I want everybody who set me up, I want their heads on a platter or I'm resigning. She didn't have guts enough to do that.
Right.
Instead, she covered for him. And I had it from one reporter who examined the White House phone logs that the night of the siege and the fire, she went back to her place in that hotel that's just north of the White House. Now, I forget the name of it. And essentially just crashed, and there was some suggestion she might have been hitting the bottle. But the Clinton keeps on calling the hotel. And the guard who picks up the phone says, basically, she said she didn't want to talk to anybody.
Mm.
And finally, they had to give him, you know, this is a direct order from the President of the United States. The President wants to talk to his Attorney General now. And they finally got her on the phone.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, you see, this whole business of creating the scenario of Waco and angering the nation as it did, despite the media running interference for the government, it did basically turn a number of people very angry in this country, both Democrat and Republican. It didn't matter. And then you saw the militia. And now it was time to use this to go after the militia with this phony bombing of the Mora building in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. You know what? Someday I ought to do a book on that, which is...
You should.
What happens is, under Clinton, the way, the key to anything is... attack his domestic enemies, because he has no grasp of foreign policy at all. And that becomes the attack on the militia groups, domestic terrorism, and all of that when they should have been looking at foreign terrorism. All those years, FBI and the other guys were pretty much ignoring foreign terrorism completely throughout the Clinton administration. That was a non-issue. Also, they could look into the possibility the Michigan militia might be planning on doing something unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And the culmination was the FBI had a report, and it wasn't Operation Megiddo, I think it was, or Medigo, whichever. And their whole report was on how in the year 2000 with the possible
Millennium.
The year 2K glitch,
right.
Things would happen and then the militia would rise up all over the place.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious to read. Yeah. It was absolutely hilarious because they had things like, computers would go down and power would go out, and therefore the militia would interpret this as the New World Order taking over and rise up in rebellion. But at the same time, a black radical group known as, I think, the Black Israelites would rise up and do its thing over here. You're reading this and going, how much did they have to drink before they drew up this document?
And then you realize that the real enemy, as I've always said, is not so much without, but within. And you've been in the government. You know how, just as they seek to create more problems domestically to justify bigger budgets, we need to have more enemies, attacking America so they can enlarge their bureaucracy and then their hold over America. The whole business of the Patriot Act, as you say, and as Alex has said, creating a police state in America today is the number one priority of this administration, not protecting America, but destroying America's freedom. Mm-hmm. And the proof is in the pudding. When you have the borders wide open and you know what's going on and the attention is brought to the government that there is terrorism, Mexican government's involved, others are involved across the border, and you just ignore it and go after the victims, then you know that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
There's something wrong. The skunk is right there in Washington.
I think one of the points I made was that in the book was that we've always regarded the opposite of freedom as tyranny. A better example of what we're heading toward might be seen as feudalism.
Yes.
I mean, 200 years ago,
right,
in the age of Napoleon, we passed beyond the point where one man could really control a government. What it takes is a whole class.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have with feudalism is you have the warrior class, which is, for the most part, federal law enforcement.
Exactly.
And they're superior to you. They have the right, within certain limits, to kill you if you get out of line, but Lord help you if you raise a hand against them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, even the buildings in Washington, they're like castles.
Oh,
they're forts.
And then we've got the underground system for the Congress, for the White House, for all the important people,
Mm-hmm.
We've got these caverns underground, deep below the earth, with all sorts of security and protection, all kinds of providential information, all kinds of devices, make sure they can withstand a great period of time in those particular areas while we, the American public, are sitting ducks, and then we're told we should get on the highway and evacuate, and everybody in New England can go north up to Maine, everybody at the same time on the highway, and all over the country we have these routes, these so-called escape routes, to where?
Yes.
Escape to where? The whole thing is a farce, just as it was really with the Cold War business and the fallout shelters,
Oh, yeah.
We were told as children to just put our heads down and look under the desk, get under the desk, as if that was going to protect us from anything,
Mm.
It was preposterous, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And the munitions people and the industrial military complex made billions of dollars. They're doing it now at the expense of the blood of the people of Iraq and
mm-hmm.
Afghanistan, and they intend to go beyond. And so we have a lawless class, a feudal class indeed, no question about that. And we're going to take more calls, but I see the break coming up. Joe, you'll be next, and you can jump on the line at 800-313-9443. Our guest is none other than attorney David T. Hardy. We're talking so far about Waco in particular. I also like to get on your new book, by the way. You have a book out on Michael Moore, I'm told.
Oh, yes. Michael Moore is a big, fat, stupid white man.
We're going to talk about that, too, when we come back. So by all means, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and get on the line now while you have the chance. 800-313-9443. 800-800-9443. Question or answer. David's a big boy. As you can hear, he can take it. So don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. But ask your questions. Get it off your chest now. Don't hold it in, because this is truly uncensored Radio Free America. And I am Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. By the way, if you want to get on his site, you can get on his site very simply. Isn't that right, David?
Oh,
how
yeah.
do they do that?
www.hardylaw.net.
Bingo. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jump aboard now. Get on, and you can ask a question when we return with attorney David T. Hardy, and we will pick up where we left off. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams from home. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Ouch. All righty. Yes, we are on. And our number toll free is 800-313-9443 from anywhere. Let's take a call from Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. Say hello to David T. Hardy, our attorney.
Hey, David.
Hey, Hardy.
David, I just would like to make a point of the Waco building. If I were going to burn a large wooden structure down, and would like to do it pretty quick, I would try to break large holes into it, so air holes, so that oxygen could get into the building, and then probably wait for the windiest day I could, like about 50 mile an hour winds, and then just put a little match to it, and that building should go up in no time with 50 miles an hour wind going through large gaping holes. Do you see my point?
Yeah, it sounds like a plan, as someone in the FBI may have said on that day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did knock big holes. It was an extremely stiff wind, and the fire began at the worst possible position in the corner of the building up facing directly into the wind.
Right, and about 2 to 3 days before this windy day, it might have even been a few days before, I remember seeing on top of the building a number of different flags were flown. But one particular day there was a flag with a star on it with 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with that day.
I think the in front of the building was the Davidian flag. They had one. And it started, I think it flew throughout the entire siege.
Okay.
I could be wrong in that. I can't claim to made a lot of, you know, studies of it.
Yeah, this one was on the roof. I remember it blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did hang some out the windows, yeah.
Oh, and some out the windows, okay. But I remember seeing one on the roof blowing. It had a six-pointed star on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it interesting that I like to see the number six in different things. I observe it when I see it. And also on the ATF's badge, I know different police departments have different stars with different amount of points on it.
Yeah.
And the ATF badge has 6 points on it, which I find interesting.
What does that mean, Joe? Now, okay. What's the significance for us?
Well, I mean, you know, it's something that I observe, but I noticed when Daniel was in the captivity in Babylon.
Uh-huh.
Nebuchadnezzar raised an image up.
Yep.
And it was loaded with sixes. If you look at the dimensions, it was loaded with sixes. So six is a number of an image.
Uh-huh.
And also, you know, in the book of Revelation, those
666.
I got a funny story about that, too.
Go ahead. You tell us that day.
I saw a document I got through Freedom of Information Act request. This is 30 years ago. Now, I know probably their modern badge is different, but ATF had its badge, and you know how every badge has got a little number on it. Well, you also have a badge that is your official symbol in some way. And someone had looked at the ATF official badge print, and you had to look really carefully, but the number on it was, I swear, 666. And they sent a letter to ATF about it. And ATF wrote back, oh, we just picked the numbers because they look good.
Yeah. Out of a hat, huh? Oh, man. Stay where you are. Can you stay with us, Dave?
Oh, sure.
Good. Joe, you stay where you are, too. We got more to come. Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams with attorney David T. Hardy.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. but you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.